KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued cloudy skies this morning and partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa News, a traffic stop at the intersection of Highway 34 and Evergreen Avenue in Montgomery County this morning resulted in the arrest of a man from Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's officials say 22-year-old Cody Joe Hunter was taken into custody at around 2:10 a.m. on a valid Pott County warrant for violation of parole. Hunter was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. A Harrison County man who was charged in July of 2016 with numerous counts related to sexual abuse involving children was sentenced Monday to 3 life terms in prison on his felony charges, plus 4 years in prison with a mandatory minimum of 3.5 years each for 2 aggravated misdemeanors. All the terms will be served concurrently. Judge James Heckerman ruled also that 43-year-old Chad Leroy Wilson of Persia will not be eligible for parole. On July 25th of 2016, Wilson was formally charged in Mills County by trial information with 1 count of sexual abuse in a third degree, second offense, a Class A felony, 2 counts of lascivious acts with a child, second offense, Class A felonies, and 2 counts of indecent contact with a child, aggravated misdemeanors. On March 1st of this year, a Mills County jury found Chad Leroy Wilson guilty on all 5 counts. Mills County Attorney Nada Elliott said she thanks the Mills County Sheriff's Office, the Area Prosecution Division of the Iowa Attorney General's Office, Project Harmony, and Phoenix House for their help and dedication to, quote, bring justice to the victim of this atrocity. 4 people suffered non-life-threatening injuries during an three-vehicle accident east of Council Bluffs over the weekend. Sergeant Jim Doty with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reported the accident happened on Saturday at around 4:15 p.m. on Highway 92 near 220th Street. Doty says the accident involved a pickup, a Ford Taurus, and a Ford Mustang. 2 occupants were taken by ambulance to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. 1 was taken by ambulance to Mercy Hospital, while another was flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. The victims' names have not yet been released, and the cause of the crash remained under investigation. The parents of a 16-year-old girl who died in a school bus fire in western Iowa last year are critical of school officials and the 74-year-old bus driver who also died. Glenn and Natalie Clint told the Des Moines Register they hope Iowa will strengthen school bus regulations because of the December 12th fire that happened right after Donnie Hendricks picked up Megan Clint. The Clints say Hendricks couldn't walk without a walker and had back surgery scheduled the week of the fire, so the couple says he wasn't physically fit to drive the bus. School bus drivers in Iowa must have physicals, but endurance isn't measured. Federal investigators have said the fire began in the engine compartment of the bus after it backed into a ditch and became stuck. A prosecutor in Mexico says a gas leak in a water heater is suspected in the death of a southwest Iowa couple and their 2 children last week. The head prosecutor of the Caribbean coast of Quintana Roo told local media Monday that the water heater was leaking gas, maybe from use or lack of maintenance. Miguel Angel Pesch told the radio formula station that a high level of gas was found in the rented condo where the couple and their children were staying. Autopsies indicate the family died from inhaling toxic gas in the resort of Tulum, but the source hadn't been determined. Iowa officials identified the family as 41-year-old Kevin Sharp, his 38-year-old wife Amy, and their children, 12-year-old Sterling and 7-year-old Adriana, all of whom are from Creston. According to reports, their bodies are expected to be returned to the U.S. tomorrow. It was a gas leak also that took the family's lives, if it wouldn't be the first time that faulty gas connections killed tourists in the area. In 2010, the explosion of an improperly installed gas line at a hotel in the nearby town of Playa del Carmen killed 5 Canadian tourists and 2 Mexicans. And in that case, prosecutors said the heating gas line, apparently meant to fuel a pool heating unit, was not properly installed or maintained. They claimed a leak from the line may have set off a spark from an electric switch or plug. A judge later dismissed criminal charges against 5 contractors and employees at the hotel. In our funeral announcements, Merle John Bolich, age 90, formerly of Harlan, died March 19th. Funeral services for Merle Bolich will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Justice, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Francis Justice will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Marie Eggers, age 97, of Carson, died Friday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Marie Eggers will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Patricia Ann Claver, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday at Mertu Medical Center. A memorial service for Patricia Ann Claver will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gary Lynn Rasmussen, age 74, of Springfield, Missouri, died March 13th. A memorial service for Gary Rasmussen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Lawrence Larry Beeson, age 68, of Harlan, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Larry Beeson will be held this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Don M. Nielsen, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday. A memorial service for Don Nielsen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Graham Gould, age 77, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. Funeral services for Graham Gould are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.